Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
At the right place at the right time. Grown folks talking live. Dr. Keela Faye. I'm so excited to be here with you on another fabulous day. Wherever, whenever you are listening to this podcast, you're joining us live, be sure to drop a comment on my Facebook page, facebook.com/path. To you or inbox me on Akilah Faye. Let me know your thoughts, your ideas. Maybe you're not a Facebooker. Send me something through email, akilahfaye@gmail.com. That's akilahfaye@gmail.com. Maybe you're a texter, 919-378-1691. Text there and it'll give you feedback, your input. From you, because we are grown folks discussing adult things, getting past the nuances of the world, because it's time for us to grow, it's time for us to heal, it's time to talk, chat, discuss, and elevate. Mwah. So grateful each of you are here. Yes, that was a kiss on the cheek from me to you. Let's continue jamming out, getting our minds right, taking some deep breaths with Tyson C. Welcome, welcome, welcome you all to another broadcast of Grown Folks Talking Live. We have great news. We are already on iHeart, Google Play, Spotify, and we are joining the new network Verke, part of Bashani Radio in New York City, you all. God is good. Yes. 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 When you remain steadfast on the vision that is given to you, God will open up opportunities that you never even imagined. Yes. Being there in your living room, questioning what you should do next, or questioning who to be around or not. For some, it's a lot of self-doubt. The negative thoughts are so easy to come because the world is so convoluted. Distractions and sadness and death. But positivity feels a lot better and decreases your stress and increases your blessings. So yes, it takes more mindfulness, meaning attentiveness, to focus on the gratitude of life rather than what should I do or not do from a negative standpoint, you know? And that's a choice. It's a choice to be happy. It's a choice to be angry. It's a choice to be frustrated. It's a choice to be elated. It's really up to you. And I'm sharing with you the expansion of the podcast because now we're opening it up a whole nother level for marketing opportunities and for people who would like to produce podcasts. What? Maybe you got a story. You ready to put it out? Or maybe you would like to be a guest. We invite you to contact us, info@aquilafae.com, info@aquilafae.com. For my people love Facebook and Instagram, my handle is Aquila Faye. Go ahead and DM me. Let me know what you're thinking as well. And be sure to like the Facebook page, facebook.com/path to you. And wherever you're listening to, click that subscribe button. Go ahead and subscribe so you know when the next show is coming up. Okay? You can go back and listen to past episodes as well. Woo! You all. God is so good. So good. So good. In a moment, I invite you to think about what you're grateful for. I invite you to recognize what's happening in your life in this moment as you're listening to this podcast. As you're going through your ups and your downs, your highs and your lows, the one thing that we all have in common right now is that we are alive. We are breathing. We are moving. We are capable. Yes. Those affirmations, we are capable, y'all. We are powerful. We have the ability to change our situation with each and every choice. So what are you grateful for today? Is it the fact that everyone in your family is here? Is it the fact that you had a good day at work? Is it the fact that maybe you made it on time or even early when you're normally late? Or when you looked in the mirror, you smiled. And you love the way you were glowing. You got a compliment at the gas station. I can keep going on and on. On a basic level, you have the ability to listen to this podcast right now, which means you have the money to buy some type of mechanism, a phone, a laptop, a tablet, a friend who's letting you borrow theirs, a Roku TV, something. And everybody should be grateful for what they have, not because of what others lack. Because, see, that's not real gratitude when you compare it to what someone else doesn't have. Oh, I feel good. I got clean water because they got dirty water. That's not gratitude. That's ego. Oh, I feel good because I got a job and there's people with no job. That's ego. Gratitude is simply based on the recognition of your condition, your state of mind, and your well-being. Void of coveting, void of comparison. and void of expectation. To be grateful is to be at peace. To be grateful is to be happy. There was a young lady who inboxed me, you all, and she said, Dr. Faye is amazingly positive. I love her. I saw her video on Facebook. I was down about cancer. I am a strong person, but the post-cancer crap been shaking my faith. But I was blessed to hear her this morning. Beautiful lady. Someone else, this is from a guy named Marvin Nurse. He said, Dr. Kila Faye has been blessed with licensed greetings that will change a world, a people, a mindset. She embodies humility beyond measure and channels her core strengths when engaging her audiences. Talented, gifted, educated, a leader, an amazing mother. She just doesn't talk about it. She lives it. And most importantly, invested in her work and the people she enriches with her approach and guidance. I continue to support her in her efforts as she challenges the world to open up to truth, peace, and blessings. I'm so grateful, you all, if I made personal with you. I'm so grateful that God has allowed me to take situations in life that were very trying and very painful, situations where people would judge so harshly that they would turn a blind eye to just the sight of me, and elevated me to a place to say love heals, to say that we have the ability to be more, and to develop that program via meditations, via emceeing and hosting, keynote speaking, retreats and seminars, books and other products that people can use to better their lives. It's really amazing the way that people's lives have shifted. And it's so beautiful to see. And I'd like to invite you to think about what is that gift that God has placed in you that will shift the lives of others. Now, all of us are not designed to do something on an international level. And that is perfectly fine and beautiful. It may be for you to break family curse. It may be for you to forgive that sister or that brother you haven't spoken to in years and to demonstrate forgiveness, because forgiveness is a choice. And that forgiveness may be for you to forgive yourself, to forgive yourself for some of your decisions, to forgive yourself for indecisiveness, to forgive yourself for harshly judging yourself. I mean, you can do that. I had to do that. When you can do it, it opens up so many opportunities for you to be happy. To be happy. You can have all the money in the world, but without joy, you won't enjoy it. You can't be in joy if you don't have joy. I'm going to say that again because somebody needed that. You cannot enjoy if you don't have joy. Material things won't bring you joy. Joy, happiness, and peace comes from the inside. And that's all about thinking about your choices and getting your mind right. So let's move into today's topic of the power of choice. Yeah, I took y'all down that road. I did about forgiveness and love and gratitude. That's what we do here, right? Right? We got to bring that power. We got to bring that thunder. It makes us say, wow. There's a storm, but I'm in the eye of it, so I'm at peace. And everything will be calm when it's over. If your first time joining us, if you have never joined us before, we always have our gratitude moment. Then we go into our meditation. So right now, I'd like to ask each of you, wherever you are, if you are in a position to where you can sit up straight with your back flat, or if you lie down on the floor. Okay, the main thing is to be in alignment. To be in alignment, you have to be in a straight line. The best that you can, because we all have different physical situations. But the best, okay, if you're sitting up, plant your feet side by side on the floor. If you're driving in your car, just do your best to sit up and focus, okay? But keep your mind there. Or if you can pull over, do that. I want you to breathe out. And we're going to hold that for a three count. while saying we give thanks for mind restoration. We're going to exhale out of our nose and say, I am thankful for a new mind. We're going to do that 3 times. Inhale. We give thanks for mind restoration. Exhale. We give thanks for a renewed mind. Inhale. We give thanks for mind restoration. Exhale out your nose. We give thanks for a new mind. Last time, inhale. Allow the breath to feel the breath flowing through your body. Let it flow. We give thanks for mind restoration. Exhale and allow that breath to flow. Breathe in your mouth, out your nose. On a 3 count, in, 1, 2, 3. Out, 1, 2, 3.
Meditation through prayer for forgiveness and restoration. Remember, forgiveness is for you as much as it is for others. Let's go. There are people who have wronged me unjustly. They have lied and slandered my name. They have broken trust without remorse. These people have caused me great pain. But in this moment, I release anger. I release vengeance and at least frustration, knowing that all happens in due season or reason. Give me insight into the lesson I am to learn from the transgressions of others. Also, as no one is with fault, allow me to be forgiven by others for the wrongs that I have done against them. I accept responsibility for my actions and words in various situations and forgive myself for not taking the high ground. I forgive myself for carrying hate, anger, malice, and distrust against myself and others. I forgive all from the depth of my heart and soul. I am renewed and repent in my ways. For you have gifted me an opportunity of a new day. With this new day, I leave the past where it happened and move forward with a forgiving mind, forgiving heart, forgiving spirit, and forgiving tongue. I embrace forgiveness and release the memories to you, Holy Creator of all. For we are all creations of thee, and we all reflect thee. I am grateful for another day to forgive both myself and others. Thank you for forgiveness and the ability to forgive. By forgiving it to my thoughts, allow the intention of forgiveness to connect to all who I forgive and for resolve to be made. Thank you. Forgiveness feels so great, and the heaviness is now lifted from my shoulders. Burden is lifted from my mind. Coldness is removed from my heart. And love replaces and fills all voids where negative emotions once resided. I am a new creation in forgiveness who will continue to forgive for all my days, starting with forgiving and loving myself, so that I may radiate love and peace and understanding in all situations, because the wisdom of forgiveness is bestowed unto me. I forgive. And at this moment, take time to think about who you forgive and forgive yourself first. Be as specific as possible. And you're going to breathe in I forgive. Exhale for forgiveness. And if you need to do that more, continue. Take your time. Play this track again. And know that you are forgiven. That the intention of your forgiveness flows through to those who you forgive. Thank you for forgiveness. Ishe.
Forgiveness is to be happy by choice. And you can really live in happiness and live in joy. We're going to play this song. And at this time, if you are in a position to where you have a sheet of paper, or you can visualize if you don't have paper, think about one person at a time. Maybe several you need to forgive, but one person at a time. You have paper, write their name down. If you don't, visualize them the best you can. And allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. You don't know what they're thinking. Just like that person doesn't know what you think or feel. Because maybe it wasn't expressed at the right time or in the right way when you tried before. You're visualizing. Speak the visualization. Say the person's name. You know, I forgive. Insert the name, or complete the sentence. It's going to do the same for you. Now, for the next one in it, continue on that path. You are, shake it off. Allow your body like a little rag doll. Shake it, shake it, shake it while taking deep breaths and give release to all of that energy, all of that weight you've been holding all these years and months and days and hours and seconds. Even if we just forgiven the crazy driver on the road who almost ran you off but didn't. See? But didn't. That's the element, right? These situations don't actually kill us physically. But if we allow them to carry on in our lives, we make the choice to carry them. They can kill us mentally and spiritually and stop us from moving forward to where we need to go. You already got your paper and your things that we've been writing. And if you're just listening, that's beautiful and hold it in your mind. Frederick Douglass said the one thing someone cannot take from you is your mind, which is why he took all his notes inside of his head. We talk about the power of choice on today. There's a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. I'm going to read to you today pages 67 through 69. And yeah, I want you to be patient as we read that. Okay? I'm going to read it with a little bit of music in that. The teacher in me is like some people need a little bit of something while they're listening. Here we go. In any kind of relationship, we can make the assumption that others know what we think. And we don't have to say what we want. They are going to do what we want because they know us so well, of course, right? If they don't do what we want, what we assume they should do, we feel hurt and think, how could you do that? You should know. Again, we make the assumption that the other person knows what we want. And that's without telling them you want. Assuming people are in your head with you. A whole drama is created because we make this assumption and then put more assumptions on top of it. It is very interesting how the human mind works. We have the need to justify everything, to explain and understand everything in order to feel safe. We have millions of questions that need answers because there are so many things that the reasoning mind cannot explain. It is not important if the answer is correct. Just the answer itself makes us feel safe. This is why we make assumptions. If others tell us something, we make assumptions. If they don't tell us something, we make assumptions. To fulfill our need to know and to replace the need to know. Even if we hear something and we don't understand, we make assumptions about what it means and then leave the assumption. We make all sorts of assumptions because we don't have the courage to ask questions. Yet we tell our children, you all, to always ask questions. When we were raised, we were told always ask if you don't understand. But as adults, we let our ego stop us from that. We let our ego get in the way. We let fear get in the way. That's where assumptions really come from. We're going to talk about that. Let's continue. These assumptions will accept what the other person is relating to you. Or assuming something about your own life and not pursuing a goal. Positioning yourself when you knew you weren't ready. We make the assumption that everyone sees life the way we do. Assumption, we assume that others think the way we think, feel the way we feel, judge the way we judge, and abuse the way we abuse. This is the biggest assumption that humans make. And this is why we have a fear of being ourselves around others. Because we think everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us, and blame us as we do ourselves. So even before others have a chance to reject us, we have already rejected ourselves. This is the human way. This is the way the human mind works. Our assumptions create a lot of inner conflict. Now, you all, that's why we're talking about the power of choice. And again, that was from the book, The Four Agreements, by Don Miguel Ruiz. Reading opens up your world to new opportunities, and the Four Agreements are about agreements you make with yourself. The power of choice is also about decisions that you make. And when you decide not to make a choice, you still made a decision. So sometimes you may tell yourself, well, I didn't decide yes or no. You actually did. And all the consequences of it, be it positive or negative, it happened. Now our choices, there are blocks to us making choices in our lives. The people who sit and we never say anything. And it stems from our emotions. Two main emotions being happiness and anger, another being fear. And those emotions lead to three areas. One being assumption. That's what our reading was about, because the assumption is founded on a principle of safety. It's founded on a principle of really lack of confidence. Because the confident woman, the confident man has no confidence. I don't know. I don't understand. I need more time to think about this. I need more time to evaluate this more fully. These are questions you can ask yourself before making a decision. Is this the right fit for what I want, where I'm going, and who I am? And sometimes you're evolving into a new person. You have to ask yourself, why are you afraid to become the new person? Or is this new person that you're becoming opposing the direction you know your life should be going? See, those are real adult questions. Things that a lot of times we like to ignore and pretend like, I ain't gonna think about that. I'm gonna go every day. I'm gonna run this business. And what happened is what happened, because what God has for me is for me. And it's just gonna be that. But you have to make choices too. Or I'm a man, you know. I'm always right because I'm the guy, and God put me in the head of the household. So, you know, I can never be wrong. Still human. You still live in an imperfect world. Now, you may be perfect because of how you are designed, because you have a perfect design for your perfect. But in a world where you're dealing with others, purpose to take into account that everyone is different, has a different background, different understandings, and assumptions only create more confusion. And so some things you assume about yourself. You know, you may assume you're not beautiful or handsome when you really are. You may assume you can't learn how to read because you're too old. You may assume you can't go back to school because, you know, you got debt. You may assume that you can't be wealthy because you don't know anybody personally. You may assume that you're the smartest person in the room. But if you only put yourself around people who know less than you, of course you are. Why won't you put yourself around people who know more than you, who have traveled more than you, who have experienced more than you, who have earned more than you? Why won't you put yourself in new environments? And if you do put yourself in new places with new people, ask yourself why you do that as well. It's not about right or wrong. It's about awareness. We make better choices and stronger choices that protect us in the direction we are destined to go and we desire to go when we are aware of the why behind the decision. When we are aware of the why behind the decision, we're going to remove the block of assumptions to ask questions of ourselves and of others. That's how we get past that. Another is doubt. Not believing in yourself, or not believing in others, or not believing in possibilities. See, doubt starts with you, and then you express it, or we express it, in our interactions with others and in different environments. See, a confident person looks at things and they are an opportunist. A lot of people say an opportunist is bad, but let's break it down. An opportunist is a person who allows themselves to make the choice, to take a chance, and to enter new situations where they can grow, they can gain, and they can benefit. A non-opportunist is a person who sits back, watches, judges, and never takes chances. So opportunist is actually a great thing. A lot of times people mix that word up with someone who takes advantage of others, which is not the same thing. Should be an opportunist and allow yourself to receive opportunities. Stop doubting that you deserve the good. Stop doubting that you deserve better. Stop doubting that you can change. Stop doubting that you can save money. Stop doubting you can be a better parent. Stop doubting that you are worthy of a healthy relationship where you feel loved and comfortable. Stop doubting that you can stop being abusive. For some of you listening, not that you're the victim. It's the one, you are the one that's causing people to be victims to your emotions, your sadness, your anger, your grief, your pain. Make the choice to be happy. Make the choice to focus on the positives. Make the choice to be courageous. Having courage is not the absence of fear. It's acting while still having fear. The fear a lot of times comes from the unknown. And it's unknown because it's never been experienced. So if you only want to experience what you know, that is a signal you continue to relive your past. That is a signal you continue to relive the past when you only choose to deal in situations where you already know the outcome. For the only thing you know for sure is what has already happened. H-A-P-P-E-N-E-D. What has already happened. Give yourself the choice to remove doubt. And it's a process, but let's make that choice to remove doubt. Remove assumptions and doubt. And a third block to your power to making choices that can benefit you and others is ego. Your ego will block you from seeing the light. Your ego will make you feel like you have to always be right. Your ego will make you feel like if anybody questions you, they're opposing you. If anyone doesn't understand you, they're downing you. They're stupid. If anyone gives you advice, they don't have a right. And your ego will shut opportunities. Your ego will remove you from positions you were placed. Your ego will worship. Your ego will even cause you to start turning on yourself. Overcome these beliefs. Well, one, having confidence and a willing to grow. Be willing to grow. Be willing to learn new things. Be willing to go to new places and read or listen to people, books, videos, trainings that you may have never even thought about before. There was a story I heard a gentleman share, and he said, you know, he would have never started making money in network marketing. However, many years ago when tapes were still out, he heard about this man named Les Brown. And he bought the tape because he happened to go to an event that Les Brown was speaking at. He never heard of him, but a friend invited him. He said, you know what, I'll try. So he went. He bought the tape. And the tape that Les Brown had was talking about when you fall down, get back up. And he said he never heard anybody speak so inspirationally. And it changed the way he started approaching life. He gained a new confidence to say he can try new things and do new things. He gained a willingness to continue to learn. And from that, he started listening to other speakers. And now he is a speaker. And now he allows himself to try network marketing opportunities. And now he's in a new position financially, mentally, spiritually, and physically. That too, my friend, can be you. That's all of us. Number two. When we stop making assumptions, so we talk about how to overcome doubt. Assumptions. When we decide to stop assuming, the choice we make is to listen and to have more positive interactions because of understanding and compassion. We have understanding and compassion or overstanding. What that means is we relate to other people from where they are. Not where we think they should be or where we are as an individual, but from where they are and what they are sharing and they are expressing. And you listen with your heart, not with your ideas, not with your advice, not with your judgment, with your heart, in your calmness, in your quiet, in your stillness, in your love. And that's showing compassion. Not feeling sorry for a person, not having empathy, not, oh, what was you? But true passion, a heart-to-heart connection. And on a spiritual physics level, you look this up in science or spiritually, the heart connects a foot to 3 feet away from a person. When you make eye contact, you could see someone across the room. As you get closer, your hearts start to palpitate together. You connect. But a lot of us ignore that heart connection. Make the choice. Recognize it and to function in it. With ego, choose to be humble. Choose to not always boast yourself. Now, you can talk about what you do, you know, facts. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with sharing who you are or your business endeavors or your family or a happy moment. All that's great. Ego is when you do it to such a point that it's like you're trying to convince yourself it's great, you know? You're trying to convince yourself everything is super fabulous and you are just at the top of the line, you know? Ego is when you can't even admit you're still working on some things, you know, because you're just so perfect. That ego. But the humility is saying, you know what? Yeah, all this is great. And I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still mastering. But this is what I've done thus far. And when you can do that, you magnetize opportunities and recognition from others. Because you're more approachable. And that, my friend, is the foundation of service leadership. Whether it's in your home, your community, your state, your nation, or the whole world. When you can be of service to others, not from pity or judgment, but from simple humility and acceptance and acknowledgement that all of us are great and wonderful. All of us are at different points in our lives. And you may have a story or one piece of advice that will shift someone else's life. You have to make the choice to be humble. Your choices will change the world. Your choices will change the world. Even from something, one action. When you're on social media, choose to not respond to negative posts. And watch how the algorithm on your Facebook page changes and you start to see more positive things there. With that, let's take a musical break. I am Dr. Akilah Faye. You are listening to Grown Folks Talking Live. Make sure as you're listening, you download and share. Hit that subscribe button. Whether you're on iHeart, YouTube, TuneIn, Spotify, Spreaker, wherever you are, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with, you know, when we're coming out. And then follow me on YouTube. Go to the search bar and type in Unwrapping Your Package. That is a free gift I have for all of you to help remove fear. Because fear stops us from change. Fear stops us from growth. Unwrapping on YouTube. And be sure to subscribe and follow for updates there. And any social media channel, Akilah Faye, AcuIllaFaye on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. That's my email. And that's my website. Have fun Googling. Right now, let's listen to some upbeat music. We're going to listen to On a Miracle. And then we are going to tune in to Fast Life. Yeah, because this is a positive, uplifting moment. The power of your choices to change your life and the lives of others. What? One change, you all, makes a big difference. If you take one piece of food color and drop, boop, put it in a glass of water. That glass of water is forever changed from clear. That's the same with every single choice you make every single second of your life. So let's go ahead and get into On a Miracle by Martin Hall, followed by Fast Life with Scott Millian. Yeah, we're international here on Grown Folks Talking Live, where we talk old school conversation, that real talk, that get in your gut conversation in a new way. Using social media tool for ministry upliftment, conversation, and action. We'll be right back.
She laid it out, you paid it out. Miracle. Out of luck and now you paid for. Miracle. She laid it out, you paid it out. Miracle. Out of luck and now you paid for. Miracle. She laid it out, you paid it out. Miracle. Out of luck and now you paid for. Miracle. She laid it out, you paid it out. Can I pay for? Out of luck and now you paid for.
It is amazing how time goes. You are having so much fun. I got some feedback on the DM. I'm going to read it to you. Get my phone. Dr. Faye, I never thought about how making different choices in my life came from having an ego. I'm a very confident guy, and a lot of times the choices I make, I look at and think, hey, I was right. They were all wrong. But as I listened to the podcast today, I realized that maybe, and I say maybe because, you know, not sure, but maybe I was not right. Maybe I created situations, and then because of my own assumptions and ego, made it to be right in my mind. Thank you for this powerful podcast on today. Paul Chirisky. Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate that. Here's another message that came in on the text. I'll go to that, you all. It was a lot coming in. Dr. Faye, I've been listening to your show since last year, and every time I join, I have to say I gained something new in my life. I think there's a way that you do this show that really impacts me. I'm not a big talker, but I just want to say you are changing my life for the better. Thank you. Oh, blessings and peace, Melissa. Really appreciate that. I'll share one more with you all. Let's see. Where do I want to share it from? We're going to share it from Instagram. Akila Faye on Instagram. We're going to share it from there. All right. This is from Angel Eyes. It says, wow. I feel like you really were talking to me today. Like I went to church and didn't know it. What a blessing to have found this podcast. I'll be sure to check back and listen to some other episodes, but I'm going to listen to this one again because I didn't have a pen or anything. I'm at work. But it really stood out to me about having positive interactions. In other words, when you always position yourself to where it replicates what you're used to, or those around you always do the same thing, or there's no type of challenge there that forces you to grow, you can always say you're right. You can always say you don't need to do anything different. You're always saying you don't have time, well, that's going to be your reality until you make the choice. You always say you can't do better. That's your reality until you make the choice. If you're calling people your friends who have not benefited you, who are not successful, who are not uplifting themselves or you, well, that's going to be your life until you make a choice to separate. And sometimes in separating, you need to be by yourself to heal, to grow, and to think about the choices you're making for you, or you're making for your children, your spouse, or your family. You have the power to choose. You have the power of choice. You have the power of ability. You have the power to change any and everything in your own life. And as a result, any and everything around you begin to change and reflect those choices. Be ye positive or be ye negative. I pray each of you make choices that elevate you, mind, body, soul, and elevate those around you. I am Dr. Akila Faye. Remember, you can find me anywhere, AcuIllaFaye. I have a meditation class coming up that is once a week for 60 minutes. If that's something that interests you, make sure you reach out to me, okay? And Tribe Transform is now here. Tribe Transform is where you will be finding out about a lot of the information, okay? And in the meantime, just inbox me at Akila Faye. AcuIllaFaye. I thank God for each and every one of you. Continue to be blessed and uplifted. Continue to be at peace and enjoy. And may any weight that's on you be lifted and alleviated at this moment. And as you pray for yourself, pray for three other people in the world and the world in general. Mwah! Love you all. Take it out on the track.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.